Hi there, my name's Simon. I'm the Festival Director of Worcestershire Film Festival. And last week I met up with Matt Johnson, who is one of our young volunteers, and he spoke about his role within the project and what he hoped to get out of it.
So hi, I'm Simon, and I'm with one of the young people from the planning of this project. And I'd like to introduce him. So, hi.
Hello, I'm Matt Johnson. I've been involved with this project from the start, really. Kind of from days when it was just an idea floating around on Facebook. Now it's kind of ballooned to this size where, you know, it feels like it's really happening. It's quite crazy.
Great. So what are the things that you've done and what you're bringing into this project?
Last year I took part in an intergenerational project with a charity, AIDS Concern, which has changed its name to AIDS UK, to the Hereford and Worcester branch. The project was interviewing young people and older people about their recession. So I've had experience before doing kind of intergenerational projects and filming projects. I'm actually a freelance filmmaker at the moment. I've been doing work for counter-intelligence films, and I'm also doing campaign work with the pressure group Gamers Voice. So I do all sorts.
Fantastic. So what made you want to become involved in this project?
I'm really passionate about films and filmmaking, and I feel that there's a lot of films which get released on DVD and not many people see them. For example, just last week there was a film called The Point of Regrets, made in Worcester, shot in Worcester by people that live in Worcester. Fantastic film, but it doesn't have that venue to kind of be released for a general kind of public to watch. And I really want to get at some sort of venue or events where local filmmakers can come to it and say, this is a film I made and I want people to watch it. And I feel that there's so much filmmaking going on in Worcester at the moment. This is the perfect city to do that sort of project in.
So looking at it from the heritage perspective, what do you think that we can get out of this project working towards those aims?
Well, I'd like to know more about the history of the Worcester cinema. We've been looking heavily at the Scala Theatre, which is a beautiful building from the outside. On the inside it still looks like a cinema. It's still got the auditorium, and the building is just perfect for a venue. And I'd like to know more about it, about its history. Kind of half of it's now a casino, which is a huge tragedy in my eyes. I'd like to know kind of what's happened to it, that it closed down, and why it's been kind of on and off open for, on and off closed for about, you know, near 30 years.
So in this project, we're going to be interviewing some of the older generation, and obviously pulling on some of your skills as an intergenerational work, well, somebody who's worked on those sort of projects. What do you think that they can bring to this?
I feel that the cinema, the kind of, I feel that the nature of cinema's changed over years. Like, you know, when my grandparents were young, going to a cinema was like an event. You'd go there, you know, put your money in and watch, you know, Charlie Chaplin. And these kind of really independent cinemas run by people who are passionate about films. Whereas now you get all these big kind of Odeon kind of multiplex chain cinemas that just show kind of your big Hollywood kind of blockbusters, kind of, you know, Die Hard 500 and sort of Transformers 82, and it's the kind of, you watch them and it's just like all big explosions. There's no kind of message, there's no kind of feeling, there's no kind of passion in it. Whereas I think independent cinemas, independent films,